deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages from the book of Exodus. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time.
Notice now, his strategy. Therefore, somebody say therefore. They set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burden. And they built for Pharaoh supply houses, Pithom and Ramses. In other words, they built at this point, the pyramids was already built at this point. Now they're building cities to these great kings. They're building cities to them. All right. And so their original strategy was to put them in slavery, make them work more. Amen. Make them work, put them in slavery. All right. But that didn't work. So they stepped it up. It says, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel. Isn't that something? Cheerios come to the top. Have you noticed that? Have y'all ever ate Cheerios? Cheerios flows to the top. You can try to push Cheerios down, but Cheerios go to the top. Guess what? See, God's people are like Cheerios. The more you try to push them down, the more they go to the top. If you really want to jump high, what do? You go down. Amen. So you can, once you done pressed us down, when you take your hand off, boom, we're going to go way to the top. And that's what God likes to do. God is the God of the underdog. All right. So how did they respond to this? How did the children of Egypt respond to this? How did Pharaoh and them respond to this? So the Egyptian made the children of Israel serve with rigor. Make them work harder. And they made their life bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in bricks, and in a manner of service in the field. And all of their service in which they made them serve was rigor. So they stepped it up. They made every job in the country hard. Don't even let the maid be have an easy job. Everybody's job is hard. So they put them in slavery. Then they made all their jobs hard. And they worked them harder and harder and harder. But God's people flourish even during these tough times. All right. So that was their strategy. Do you know the world is scared of you? I say, do you know that the world is scared of you? That's why the world try to make you work so hard. Because they're scared of you. As a matter of fact, if you knew who you were, you see what I'm saying? See, for years, that's why they didn't want you to read. Because once you know who you are and your history, it's hard to hold a person down who know his history. Because once you know your history, then you'll know what you used to be and what you now can be. Amen. 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 All right. Now, All right, so we see this new king, and the Bible says now he used some wisdom here, but it wasn't the right kind of wisdom. There's two kind of wisdom. See down here where he says, I read over it, verse number 10, come let us deal, what your Bible say? Wisely. Now, he thought this was wisely, But you don't mess with God's people. You don't make it hard. You're making it hard on you by messing with God's people. See, there's two kind of wisdom. Look over here in James chapter 3, and you'll see two kind of wisdom. You still got your Bible, don't you? All right, that's over in the New Testament. James chapter 3, when you find it, say, I got it. All right, I didn't hear too many. So we'll just wait. We'll just wait 10 seconds. All right. 10 seconds up. Verse number 13. Look at what it says. Who is wise and understanding among you? That's the question. Who's wise among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. All right. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. Because they say that ain't no wisdom. If you got envy in your heart, that ain't the right wisdom. Verse number 15, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is what? Three things about this wisdom. It's what? It's earthly, sensual, and demonic. You see those three things? You know whether or not a person thinking they're getting these thoughts from God, of whether they're getting the thoughts from the devil. It's three things about the thoughts that come from the devil. Number one, they are earthly. They didn't go past the sun to check it out. Remember that we got a whole book about that. The book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about he checked out everything under the sun. So in other words, it's going to be earthly. All right. Then sensual. It's always got some sexual connotation to it, fleshly connotation. And then number three is devilish. It's devilish. Do you see why our world is in the condition it's in? What wisdom do it normally follow? Huh? It's earthly, ain't it? It's worldly wisdom, ain't it? You think about it. General Motors, Ford, all these companies, when they get ready to sell cars, what do they try to do? Huh? They put a female out there on the car, a half-dressed female out there on the car to get everybody's attention, and they going bankrupt. Now, ain't that something? See, that wisdom was what? It was what? Earthly, sensual. It come from the devil. The devil told him to do that. You see? Now, how do you know God telling you to do something? Verse number 16. Well, let's finish, because we're going to see the byproduct of this earthly wisdom. Verse number 16 says, for where envy, self-seeking exists, confusion and every evil thing are there. Isn't that something? That describes our world today to a T, don't it? Amen. The world is just mixed up, messed up. When you use earthly wisdom, you're going to get more mixed up, messed up than you ever been. Amen. Amen. Have you ever tried to fix a problem and the problem got worse? That's because you use earthly wisdom. But it seemed like you just had to do something, didn't it? Because if I didn't do nothing, then it's going to get worse. No. Sometimes you need to take your lead hands off of it. Amen. Take your lead hands off of it and wait on the Lord to fix it. Amen. And see, that's the thing about the devil. The devil always wants you to move in a hurry. Yeah. Whenever you feel pressure to buy something or get something or do something, beep, time out. The devil is pushing you. Yeah, my daddy, he used to always tell me, if a man trying to sell you something and you can't go home and sleep on it and get a good night's sleep about it, leave it alone, it ain't for you. I don't care how good the deal is. And daddy used to tell us, if it sounds too good to be true, you need to be running from that anyway. Hello, somebody. Amen, because ain't nothing for free. There's always some strings attached. So even when somebody give you something free, there's some screens. Hello, somebody. Are y'all woke? Hello. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know this is good information. This real good. Verse 17. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first what? It's first pure. It's no hidden motives. It's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and willing to yield. In other words, you'll let somebody else go first. You ain't in no hurry. You let somebody else go first. Full of mercy, good fruit, without partiality and hypocrisy. It's something that you'll do. You wouldn't just ask somebody to do. You'll do it too. Matter of fact, you'll take the lead in it. Now, what did Pharaoh use? What kind of wisdom? When I saw two kind of wisdom. What kind of wisdom did Pharaoh use? It wasn't nothing but earthly, was it? It wasn't nothing but earthly. All right. So this strategy didn't work. So let's look at the new strategy. Then we're done. The new strategy. Two things he tried in the new strategy. He called the midwives in and told the midwives. He told Shilpa and Pa. He told both of those midwives to kill the boys. Whenever a Hebrew lady have a boy, go on and kill him. According to verse 16. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, then she shall live. See, do you see the sensual wisdom in this? Do you see the partiality? Why do he want to keep the girls and throw away the boys? Huh? So what? That's right. See, they're going to lose their... See, where do people get their identity? The man or the woman? The man. We have a president that come from mixed blood, don't we? White and black. But where do he get his identity? From his father, you see. Amen. And so what the devil did, or what Pharaoh done, this Pharaoh here, say, let's go on and kill these boys. And then, see, girls got to come up under the headship of the man. So if we're getting rid of, if we got a Hebrew boy shortage, then they going to automatically marry some of us Egyptian folks. Hello, somebody. The way you destroy a race is you deal with the men. Now, what's happening to our race today? The average black man between the age of 16 and 35, 20% is in prison. Isn't that something? Another 20% is on drugs. Another 20% is on alcohol. Another 20% is gay. And so the other 20% is married. So if a black woman is looking for a black man today, it's going to be hard for her to find a good black man. She got to choose from a man that done been either on drugs or alcohol. She got to wonder, is he on the down and low? You know, so y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Amen. Wow. That's why we just got to be praying for our singles today. Because you're talking about a dating game. That word game, it take it to a different level today. Amen. It's almost like, you know, who gonna get who in terms of who gonna kill who. It's tough out there. It's a jungle out there. That's why Tarzan came home sweating so hard one day, and Miss Jane said, "What's wrong with you? Why are you sweating so hard?" He said, "Baby, it's a jungle out there." Let's go on a little bit further. So that was the first strategy. And see, the devil's strategy ain't changed, has it? He's still trying to throw black folks in jail, trying to get rid of the men. Amen. Then his second strategy is he made a law through the law, the legal system. Verse 22, he says, "So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." Amen. Amen. And so we see Pharaoh here trying to stop the people. Keep in mind, let me be careful here, because I just about been to come to a close. So I don't want to say something that's it's going to cause me to be in jeopardy. So let me come back up here. Amen. It's kind of safe up here. Amen. Amen. Pharaoh is here practicing a form of birth control. Do you see this? A form of a birth control. Now, in the 1930s, when they came up with Planned Parenthood, and they first came up with birth control and the pill and what have you, do you know what that was all about? The pill and abortion was all about? It was the same strategy. Keep in mind what was happening in our world. Hitler wanted to make a perfect society over in Germany. And so he was getting rid of all the Jews and the blacks over there, and poor and handicapped people, because they messing up our society. Well, Margaret Sanger had the same thing. She says, if we want to wipe out poverty and slums in America, we need to get rid of all of these, stop these poor people from having so many babies. So they put all of the Planned Parenthood abortion clinics under the name of Planned Parenthood in poor communities and in black communities. And it sounded okay because it was Planned Parenthood, you see? And as a result, black people are no longer the second largest ethnic group in America, but now we're the third. And in 10 years, another group done came over here and done had more babies than we have. And now in the election, folks don't too much want to listen to black folks, but they want to listen to the Hispanic population. So let's go after the Hispanic population. Why? Because they got more numbers now. Amen. So we killing ourselves. The strength of any community is its children, the next generation. But if you're going to kill off the children yourself, then the white man don't have to worry about you because you're doing it to yourself. Amen. So now we are trying to come up with the idea of family with 2.5 kids and a dog. Huh? 2.5. Now, I don't know how they come up with that 2.5. I mean, because you're either a whole person. Amen. But 2.5 and a dog. Amen. Amen. And so what we need to do, we need to be very careful that we don't buy into the lie of the devil. Amen. Amen. It may be hard on you right now to have the children, but later on you appreciate it. I say later on you appreciate it. Listen, you can't take that car to heaven. Matter of fact, in 5 years, you're going to have to trade that in anyway. They just make them to go about five years, and then you're going to start having trouble right after you finish paying that last note. You're going to have trouble. Hello, somebody. But you're going to need somebody to look after you in your old age. And so if the Lord done bless you with the strength and the ability to have some children, you need to go on and have them quick. Get them on out the way. Amen. Don't strangle them out. Go on and have them. I know y'all, that's what he's not saying. I'm going to stay up here because I'm saying some stuff that ain't popular. I know it. But that's where you got to believe God. You got to believe God. You got to believe God that God will take care of you and your family. Amen. If we see a family today that's going with 10 kids, hello, somebody. We say, man, you got to believe in God. All right. So just be mindful of the new strategy. It's really the old strategy of the devil. He's trying to kill you all by killing the next generation. Amen. All right. Let me just give you one thing to take with you. One thing to take with you. How can we apply this lesson? Fear God. Just fear God. Why is that? God blesses those that fear him. God blesses those that fear him. The scripture says here in verse 21, and so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided household for them. God blessed them because they feared God. And so you just fear God and God will bless you. Amen. Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215
North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.